It's Coast 93.1. You know what's sweet? Shout out to Dane, who was just messaging me some tips on where to go in Kittery Point. So we close on our new house today, knock on wood. And, until
you
the papers.
Are.
I just don't want to jinx it. You know, everything is fine. We've got a great team. You know, the mortgage people.
Yeah.
And the builders have been amazing. And Tim and I are super excited for this chapter. And it does not involve me leaving the radio station. It just involves me coming up with a new excuse to skip out on after show stuff. I got to drive 40 minutes. But no, we're super excited about this. But what's sweet is people like Dane and others have been messaging me as soon as they heard Kittery Point. They go, oh, you got to go to this place. You got to go to this place. You know, here's this. You're going to love it. Like giving me their spots.
Yeah.
It's just such a main way, you know.
I wish people would send me those messages so I know where to go when we're together down there.
Oh, well, I'm the one who's going to live there, so I will show you where to go.
Okay. Show me where to go.
That would be so Kelly. She gets there. She's like, hey, I'm at Pepperell Cove. And I'm like, we were going to, we actually made reservations. She's like, this is a new spot. Dane just messaged me. Like, I know, we've been there. We just went there last night,
Kelly,
actually.
We have plans. I'm right down the street. It's this great.
Yeah.
Todd, you coming down? No, yeah. You're a crazy person, Kelly.
It's 11 a.m. I'm actually still at the radio station.
I have a family and some other plans going on.
I love that Todd's
you
first
do too, Kelly.
Todd's first excuse was, I have a family. No, I can't spend time with you. I have a family. Don't you?
Kelly's going to spend more. She's going to be more time with you than with her family.
I know.
I'm telling you, I think I need a little apartment down here. It's going to be cheaper.
Riley,
in the long
your
run.
College fund is going to be paid for by Kelly telling you to babysit.
Oh, get ready. Riley, you're going to be my driver.
Oh, yeah,
Riley?
Right.
We're going to Kittery.
Driving Miss Kelly. Riley needs to get like a little outfit and some glasses or something. You know?
Stop it in the Gutners. Yeah. Todd, Rach, you want to come this time? All right, we'll get you next round.
Yeah. Riley, fetch.
This is the third time you asked us this week. No.
Riley, fetch the automobile. We're going to Kittery Point again.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh.
Well, so you guys need to help me. As parents, you know, Tim, my partner, has three kids, and some of this stuff is very new to me, you know.
Okay.
So you know how, like, when you don't want them to be afraid of something, you just lie to them?
Yeah.
So the blacks that we went to Ogunquit Beach got the black stains on our feet that has been in the news.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And if you followed the story or it happened to you, the reason they say that people had like dirtier than normal feet and then it was hard to wash off is like stained.
Yeah.
It's really weird, right?
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
And they believe it's because of dead bugs. Mm. Okay. Now, how do I explain or keep the kids from finding that out? Because they'll never go back to that beach. Mm. Right?
You just say it's sand. It's black sand.
Just say it's bug
black.
Shells.
It's black sand.
It's boat shells?
Bug shells.
Oh, bug
shells.
No, I can't say bug.
Don't say bug shells.
All right, then just say it's the shells.
I'll say there was a...
Say the shells.
Oh, no, here's what I'll do. I'll say there was a Sharpie freighter that sunk.
Genius.
You lost me.
And the Sharpie ink.
Ink.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Right? Yeah. It's, it has to be something that's not, like I could say it was octopus ink or squid ink, but then they're like,
ugh. Black sand. And don't invite black me sand. Down to a beach day with the family, because I'll be like, I'm not going on that beach. I'm going to get my feet all black.
Oh, okay. One more question. Todd, how do you lie to your co-host about stuff?
It's black sand. Okay. Okay.
Tell her you're moving to a different town. She'll start stalking like Sanford.
We're moving to Manchester. All right. Time to look up the fancy spots.
Right.